Hey, what's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to another episode, After Show, for Animal Kingdom. Tonight, we're breaking down two episodes, that's right, 9 and 10, and we got a special guest calling in, so stick around.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. I thought I was going to start with the treasure, but
it's no, cool. We're coming it's in cool. on the first verse. It's cool.
And why are we getting treasure?
Because episode 10,
they got
is
the treasure.
Named
Hey! Hell yeah, they got treasure.
Yes, they did. Well, they came up with the bling bling, like serious bling bling. We're gonna get
I can
into
use
that.
Some of that.
Gotta get that on your finger, girl. Gotta get some of that. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another After Show for Animal Kingdom. I'm your host, Alina Vision. You can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. And I'm joined by my girl, Leigh Lizzo.
What's up? It is just us two. Hey, guys, yep. This is Lila Rad. And you can find me on Instagram at Leigh Lizzo.
That's right. It's just the two of us. We lost Leslie. Well, not lost her. She's still alive. But
I'm glad you clarified that because given the show, everyone's just
who
dropping.
Knows, really,
I know.
Who knows? But it's the two of us and we're going to have fun and we have a special guest calling in later.
We do.
Yes. So, okay, let's jump right into it because we got a lot to unpack tonight. We got the live chat going. So if you're watching this live, feel free to join in. We love seeing your comments and all of that, especially if you aren't watching live, go ahead and comment in the YouTube section. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, hey, you know, give us
yeah,
those
guys.
Ratings, good ratings. All right, so episode 9, custody.
Ooh. Yes.
This is like kind of, I feel like where it all began, especially with what happened in the yacht episode in Treasure. This is the episode where they're planning the whole heist.
Thank you for saying that because I was like, custody, what happened?
Yeah.
They're
planning the whole heist. And this is, you know, the episode where Baz is like, I don't really think I want to do this.
When you were watching the episode, mm-hmm. did you think that they were going to follow through?
With the heist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. I think it, obviously, because I'd seen some previews earlier before. But I thought Baz would be there with them.
I did, too.
I was really surprised
that was surprising,
he
right?
just kind of said, no, I'm not going to do it. And especially not giving Craig kind of the credit that he's due. Like, yes, he's probably not the smartest of the Cody boys, but I mean, I gotta give him credit. He really thought it through.
Totally redeemed himself. I agree. I was really surprised, especially because he brought in Nikki, which I was like, this is not
gonna
work.
That was a prediction of mine, though. Remember?
Was it?
The last time I was here, like forever ago. That was
that
my
one
prediction.
Time.
Exactly. That she was gonna get brought in and be like the distraction.
Yeah.
Which we end up finding out in episode
Good job.
10.
Yeah,
that's exactly what happened. Hey, what's up in the live chat?
Hello.
We got ZS Luwak and Jasmine Odom. Hey, what's
Welcome
up?
Welcome back, guys.
Love seeing you guys there. Yeah, so Nikki, speaking of Nikki, in that episode, that's where she like wants the gun. She goes into the gun store and is like super sassy.
That's right. I thought that was a great scene.
Yeah, I did. So
it was interesting. Yeah, it totally showed that sassy side of hers where mm-hmm. it was like, I don't need to be 18 with a gun.
I don't need you.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's really interesting seeing her now become sort of the crew. And I'm really interested to see how that plays out.
I was about to ask a question. I'm like,
go for it.
Predictions.
Oh, predictions? Okay, well, write that down. Stick a pin in it.
Yeah.
Let's see. ZS Luwap says, Pope had me dying when he was banging on that door. Laugh my ass off. Banging on the door.
When was
I don't
Pope?
Know.
When?
Banging on the door.
I don't ZS, know. ZS,
I forgot about that. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, Baz thought that the whole yacht job was really, really risky. And right after that meeting, Baz takes Pope out and starts discussing Catherine's death.
Mm.
Yeah.
How deep was that? Mm-hmm. Can you imagine? That's horrible.
It just, yeah, it's, I mean, it's really hard. I think Baz knows that it's going to come back on him somehow if he doesn't get to the bottom of exactly what happened.
Right.
And, you know, he finds out that supposedly, I guess, that one cop had opened up a file on Catherine. Mm-hmm. Like, she was an informant. But he knew she would never talk. And I don't think she ever did talk, right? No.
No.
No, she didn't.
No. She did meet up with them once in a while, right, at the mm-hmm. park. But, like, that's as far as she went.
Right, exactly.
Because she truly did love Baz.
She did.
Yeah. I feel like she would have given him up. I mean, the show wouldn't have gone on.
No.
Right? If she would have opened up her mouth about anything, the show would not still be going
on. I think she would rather flee town than have to open up about any of that stuff. Yeah. And I mean, she knew what was going on, you know, with his other girlfriend in Mexico, and mm-hmm. she still kept her mouth shut. And whereas I think a lot of vengeful women would probably be like, well, you know what? I'm going to go tell the cops.
100%. Mm-hmm. However, what does that say about her? And I guess everyone else, like, everyone's just money hungry.
Right.
It always has to come down to money.
It does.
She would have done that a long time ago, I think, you mm-hmm. know. Because she, yeah, who wants to be okay with someone having two wives or two girlfriends or...
Nope.
Get out of here. Yeah,
exactly. So one thing that came out of that meeting, with Pope and Baz, it turns out Baz knows that Pope knows that...
That Smurf
killed Kat. He doesn't know that it was through Baz, but he knows... Through Pope, but he knows that Smurf has something to do with it. So
I just think that's such a crappy situation. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do we expect? Like, Pope to just kind of admit?
Yeah, and it's eating him alive.
It definitely is.
Especially in his new relationship with Amy.
Totally.
I mean, he's like, no, I'm a bad person. And you can tell he wants to tell her.
Yeah.
But can't.
Yep.
And won't do it because, I mean, she'll never look at him the same way again.
Absolutely. But I feel like he's waiting for her to break down because he knows that she's imperfect as well and mm-hmm. she's got her flaws. And we saw it in the episode.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he's just waiting for her to break down more than he is in front of her. Mm-hmm. And that's giving him a chance to kind of show, like,
his good qualities,
yeah,
right.
Like, I know you're not perfect, and I'm not either, but I'm not showing it,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
But here I am to console you. Like, he's trying to play the hero, which that's his way of...
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's his way.
Shady.
He's shady. He's not sleeping, which means Pope is getting creepy.
Absolutely. Yeah. Did you notice, though? I think it was twice. Am I wrong? If you guys were listening, uh-huh. if you remember, it was twice last episode in custody mm-hmm. where they opened up where he's in that little corner again. Like,
yeah.
It's so creepy.
It is. And I'm wondering, like, what's the significance of that little corner that he's
like, just everything happens in that corner.
Hanging out in. Yeah, that little nook.
Like, it gets dark, his phone rings. Rings like daylight and he's like just staring at the wall like I wonder what happens in that corner.
I don't know. I think that's just like the corner of his mind. Speaking of Pope, there was a scene with him and Smurf that was really odd. That odd hug
in the kitchen.
Yes, in
the
kitchen.
Oh, I remember that.
What was that about?
Is it gross to say? This show's already some gross stuff, but I was like, oh my gosh, are they gonna make out? Or,
well, kind of like Smurf and Craig, that long kiss, or even like Nikki raised an eyebrow like, okay, what was that? What was going on? I mean, Smurf has some sort of, I didn't know if it was Pope trying to like play for her and reassure her that like he was kind of still on her side. I don't know. It was just really odd, but I made a big note of it. I said, that was odd.
I'm glad you did, because you just reminded me. That was definitely weird. Weird enough for me to remember.
Yeah, super weird. Speaking of Smurf, in this episode, she was also teaching Jay exactly how to launder money.
Mm-hmm.
Jay's getting really smart. I mean, he's always been really smart, but we're starting to peel away, I feel like, all the layers.
Absolutely. You know what I started thinking and seeing mm-hmm. through that, especially? Mm-hmm. So... Baz and Jay, do have this blood relation, right? That's his dad.
We don't know for sure.
Because I just started thinking, like, he's starting to follow in his steps. Like, he's starting to take that trait where it's like he wants to be the alpha now. Mm. And it's like he's using everyone to his advantage.
Right.
Because, you know, eventually he's going to run his own kingdom.
That's what I was thinking. Think Jay's going to run his own kingdom.
Yeah. That's really just a comment. It's not a prediction. But just so, a comment. But if you hear me say it again, right, I guess it can be a prediction. But that's what I was thinking about, you know, with helping out Smurf and, you know, even Baz telling him, like, hey, you know she's using you, right?
Right.
Okay, you know, whatever. But, yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, Jay's probably like, I don't care. I'm learning.
Yeah, she's not using learning me. Everything. I'm learning
because eventually I'm going to go on my own.
Exactly. I could see that happening.
Me and Nikki are going to go to Guam.
Oh, God. It's still there.
I know.
Yeah, let's see what that was people my thought. Are saying in the chat. Let's see. Jasmine says he wants to be respected. Not quite sure who that was about. I think it was Craig. Craig wants to be respected.
Ooh, I think. I forgot. Sorry, Jasmine, the chat's been going out.
Yeah, he has that and the church deal eating him alive with Amy. Yeah, I think so, too. I think the church is – the whole church situation is eating Pope alive, especially with Amy.
Do you think it's real? I still get confused. Really? Like, he's really all about Amy.
Yeah.
And then he's still doing, you know, all the heists and the jobs and stuff.
I think he compartmentalizes, definitely. And I think what he has with Amy is real, because I think he just needs that aside from the craziness that's going on with his brothers. Like, I feel like she's the only person he can really, like, zone in zen out with.
Yeah.
Even though she's a little, you know, not stable-ish herself.
She's cool. I know. Yeah. We're learning. She's, like, kind of cuckoo herself, too.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely got her issues. Yeah. That's for sure. I think that's, like, kind of his safe place.
Yeah, you're right. With her. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
All right, let's get to the big story of that episode.
Okay.
Baz taking it upon himself to break in to Smurf's storage unit.
Dun, dun, dun.
I gotta hand it to him. Pretty smart. And I actually thought it was odd that Smurf didn't buy out the storage units surrounding her storage unit. She seems to always have bases covered.
I didn't think about that at all, but that's true.
Yeah, and she has all that money in there.
Knowing how she's always one step
ahead. Like, this was the one time I feel like she wasn't one step ahead. Huh. And Baz is becoming to be that one step ahead of the game.
Oh, my gosh. It's just everyone one-upping each other. Exactly. Competition.
But, you know, they're family.
I know. Or are they?
Or are they?
I know.
Yeah. So, I mean, were you surprised how we saw her react at the end of the episode?
I wonder if Baz saw the video from the storage, because that's all he wanted. He just wanted to see her reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the correct facial expression.
Yeah.
You know, for someone. I mean, I don't know. But given the life that they live, the lifestyle that they have, I don't see her going crazy like, who the hell stole my stuff, right? It's just, it comes with the jobs.
The territory.
It comes with the territory. It comes with the lifestyle. So
yeah, now she knows somebody. I mean, he broke in and got $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he went back several times. Jay actually followed him. That's why Jay is so smart.
I know, because he's catching on.
He is.
To what they're all doing.
And like, even Baz said, you're pretty smart.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No one can be trusted. No one.
That's got to be weird to be in a family like that, where you can't trust
anyone. That's horrible, right?
Anyone.
Like, you always got to watch your back.
Exactly. And you always got to be lying and conniving and all of that.
Yeah. So that was, I don't know. I mean, what happened with the money? Because I know Baz
is taking it.
Right. But did Jay get a cut?
I don't believe he
did.
He said
he'd get it later.
Right. Because that was, like, quote unquote, the boys' money. So, because she's been skimming off of them for years. So I think he was planning to give Jay his cut eventually.
So, okay.
But it seems like, I don't know, in episode 10, he's running off to Mexico.
Right. That's why I was like, that makes sense. So he'd rather just take off, not tell anybody, and keep that money for himself. And
Lucy, I don't know if he's going to keep it for himself, because he still keeps on saying, this is, you know, those guys can do what they want with their cut of the money.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I just heard him say, like, oh, I thought, I just heard, like, well, they're big boys. They can do whatever.
Could have been that, too. I don't
know, guys.
Let's see. Jasmine says, never steal from Smurf. Yeah, I just feel like I agree with you on this one. I feel like it's going to blow up somehow really big in his face. Because she's...
Literally. Yikes.
He is not family.
I know.
Like, he is not family. Even though they say they're family, he's not family.
Yeah, that's scary.
What do you think she'll do?
What do I think she'll do when she finally runs into Baz again? Mm-hmm. Well, I think if we all watched the episode today and you kind of stuck around for the preview of the next episode, I'm going to go by what I saw, and it looks like she hasn't killed them yet. So, you know, whether that's a surprise or not. But I don't know. I is it weird that I feel like there's going to be another WrestleMania? I don't know.
It's I mean, I don't see her going as far as killing him, but I just feel like this is going to blow up. And even Pope has that feeling of, like, the family is falling apart. Mm-hmm. Something's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of why
he's just going to get his cut and take Amy somewhere.
Yeah. Let's see. David Baldwin in the chat says, I used to like Baz, but everyone keep saying he's shady, and oh my god, he is. Yeah, he's kind of shady.
We got a call coming in. He did not waste any time.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, now, right? We've got a caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, I did it.
Awesome. We are live on the air. Did it, just so you
with
know.
With the styrofoam cup and a string of yarn. Hello, can you hear me? Yeah.
We got you. We have got you. For those of you guys that are watching, we've got JJ. How do you pronounce the last name? Soria.
It doesn't matter. Soria, Soria. However it comes out your mouth.
I want to get it right.
JJ Soria.
Yes. His character is Marco. So we're super happy to have you on. I know it's really, really late where you're at. So bravo for joining us. Your character in this episode 10, kind of intense.
A little aggressive.
A little aggro.
Is that how you really are? Like, did you have to, were you acting, or was this just easy for
you? I play for real, so it's never an act.
Well, there you go.
Scary.
Mysterious.
Creepy caller on a landline.
Oh my goodness. Okay, right off the bat, I gotta ask you about that finger cutting off.
How did it look?
It looked super legit.
Super purple.
Super real. Kind of walk us through how you guys did that scene.
Oh my goodness. Well, the what department is that called?
Hold on, Marco. I mean, JJ. We got someone on the chat that said Marco the Finger Taker.
Yep, that's your new name.
A finger taker. Yeah, the
I'm sorry.
The people that make those not props, but the, you know,
like the
those
prosthetics.
Makeup and all those people that make up those gadgets. Uh-huh. They made something to make it look like I cut off her finger and you know, put like a fake hand and you grab it and then I get the scissors and the whatever those wire thing cutters were and just chopped it off, and with the camera work and everything, it all worked out. We only did it a couple of takes, so we have to get it right.
Nice. I mean, it looked seriously legit. Our jaws hit the
that
hit
was
the
gross
table.
I know,
it was super gross.
We were like totally cringing.
Actually, to be honest, I did see a little clip of it. A buddy of mine was on Instagram story, and he was like, "No, don't do it." So he was into it. So it was cool. I'm hoping that everyone else was into it too.
For sure.
Wait, did you guys have to go over that, or was that the first time?
I think we only got one or two shots at it. I think
it
might have only been one shot.
Okay.
Yeah, and so we had to get it right, and I just made sure to get it right, and fortunately it worked out.
Yeah, it looked great. I mean, comparatively speaking.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see, people in the chat say JJ playing this role and that role in Freeform's The Fosters. Oh, got some fans.
Somebody knows.
Got
you.
Some fans. So,
cool.
Tell me,
wait, is that you playing the Fosters, JJ?
Yeah, of course. I played Russell on the Fosters.
There you go.
I'm sorry. I don't think Alita and I watch. I'm sorry.
No, but yeah, no, you don't. Come on.
We're just answering the questions for the people on the chat.
There you go. Yeah.
Got it.
So tell me, before you got cast in the show, did you watch the show? Were you a fan? And kind of walk us through, like, what was your process of getting into the show?
Like, were you excited for reading the part of Marco?
Pardon me?
Along with what Alina said, like, when you read the role of Marco, were you like, yes, this is me?
Actually, how did it work out? Well, I worked with those producers on Southland as well. Okay. And so we have, a previous relationship with them. And when they called me in for this, I could have sworn I thought it was for another role. And then they brought me in for this one afterwards or something. I forgot how it worked out. But I remember going in, and I felt that, like, I knew this character. Oh, that's right, because I had read for another character previously for that, I think, the show. And then they gave me this, and it felt right. And, our visions matched, and well, I got to work with them again.
Nice. I mean, I think you play a great Marco. Totally believable.
I know, like, yeah. I'm still not sure if you're nice or you're mean. But you were funny when you flipped Darren off.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't give you the money.
Say what again?
I'm not sure if I like you or I don't. Like, I don't know if you're nice or you're mean. But I'm saying you were funny in the episode when you flipped Darren off for not giving you the cut.
Yeah.
Of the money.
I like to keep it like that.
With that laugh. Let's see. We got some people in the chat. Jasmine says, didn't like Marco in episode 10. Not allowed to be on the job with them again.
Oh, goodness. We'll see what happens. We'll see what
exactly.
Happens.
Now that Marco's, you know, part of the crew a little bit. Marco is Baz's girlfriend, brother.
Marco is Baz. Yes. Marco is Lucy's...
Brother. Yes, exactly. Tell us a little bit about what you have going on right now, because I know that you're in another country. Well, not another country.
I know. We don't even know what to call it anymore.
Puerto Rico.
Exactly.
Puerto Rico.
So if people are looking to, like, find you on other things, tell us about, like, projects you got coming up.
Right now I'm working on The Oath for Crackle, the Sony company, mm-hmm. and 50 Cent is one of the producers on this.
Dope.
And the show is an action drama, and it's about the subculture of police gangs. And our showrunner, creator, Joe Halpin, he's a former LAPD or LA Sheriff's deputy, and he was one of these gang leaders. So it's the show is based loosely off of his life and off of events that are that he lived and you know, stories that he has, and it's about this team that we're the Ravens, and that's our gang, and the way that it relates to the audience is the family, like my character, Detective Pete Ramos, who's the right-hand man to the head of our gang. He has a lot of family issues and trying to keep his family together and alive and be loyal to his crew as well. And it's a freaking high, it's super intense. Every day is so intense. So freaking intense. And it's an awesome experience.
That's awesome. So you did Southland really cool. And Animal Kingdom, and now this. So kind of shows focused around crime, no?
Jeez.
Yeah, I do a lot of crime shows.
Check that out. Wow.
I do a lot of fun projects. I'm very fortunate. I've been able to do some cool projects.
Nice. I mean, congrats on that. That sounds awesome. Are we going to be seeing more of Marco in the future on Animal Kingdom?
Good question.
Yes.
I would say it's safe to say so.
Okay. I mean, he's got to come back for his loot, right? He's got to come back for, you know.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you. I don't want to tell you. Yeah,
I know. I think it's obvious that you have to come back for your money because you didn't get your money. So we kind of.
That wasn't pro bono.
You left us off with that.
Yeah,
right?
It definitely wasn't pro bono.
No, all that work for free? Nope.
Hey, let me ask you. Did you really kick Craig's ass?
Oh, good question.
I did. That was so mean.
We were like, oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then Pope, and then Marco, and then Pope. Ah!
Yeah.
I did kick him. I kicked him a few times.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Are you guys friends now?
Yeah. They're cool guys.
Like, do you kick him for real, or is that just acting?
He'll have, like, a chest plate on underneath. There's a certain technique in how you're supposed to kick to not, you know, really try to wail off and kick them and make it look real by using your body, the motion of your body, and you know, just do the motion of the kick. It's kind of hard to explain over the phone, but, you know, I knew what I was doing when I did it.
Right, for sure. Oh, I mean, it looked great.
I know. It sounds like your hand is going
up. If it didn't look good, well, I tried.
Let's see. We got a comment in the chat room from ZS Lou Wop. Ask him what other roles he has coming up. I can totally see him. Okay. That's right. We did. And DWJT says, hello, everyone. Marco is definitely questionable. Hard to say if he's trustful or not, which means great acting from the actor. So kudos to you.
Kudos.
Hey.
Yeah.
Good job.
Appreciate that.
I know that we're super excited to see more of Marco. I really like the character. I think it adds some flavor.
Yeah,
and some...
I agree with DW, though.
Yeah.
Because whenever I see Marco, it's like, is he going to help or is he not?
Right,
or is he just there for a beer?
See, that's what
or
I
what?
Like. That's what I like. I like that there's a little flavor. There's a little you don't know.
Yeah.
He brings in an extra element of surprise. So I'm
so
down
cool.
With it. Yeah, exactly. So,
anything else?
Where can people find you on social media?
Just at JJ Soria. It's pretty simple.
Nice.
I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, and Facebook.
Perfect.
Very good.
All right. Well,
guys,
thank you so much for calling
you.
In. I know it's like way late where you're at.
What time
at
is
right
it
now.
Right now?
Probably close to 1.
12:42. Is that right? Hold on. 12:42?
Oh, my gosh.
12:35.
What time do you have to be up tomorrow? Are you guys shooting tomorrow?
They're picking me up at 9, so I'll be all right. I get a couple hours of sleep.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for taking
Thanks
the time.
Thanks for calling in.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys dug the episode. I'll have a chance to watch it tomorrow on TNT.com.
That's right.
And yeah, check out The Oath. I think we'll be coming out in February of next year.
Okay.
That's the first episode?
Yeah, I believe I should be out in February, I believe.
Cool.
The Oath on Crackle.
Nice. Well, we'll
definitely
check it out, and you should come in to the studio and, you know, talk about it. Love to promote your stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, well, good night, and we'll talk to you guys later. Talk to you later.
Take care, everybody.
Thanks, JJ. Right,
thanks.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, such a cool character. Like I said, I love the flavor that character
he's
brings.
Definitely questionable. Huh?
Yeah. That's what people in the chat room were saying.
Yeah.
It's like, you just don't know what he's going to bring. And that's I kind of got that vibe when I was like, oh, is he going to, like, totally mess up the job? Or is he going to, like,
right.
I don't know.
Right.
But then...
Don't you question yourself, like, whenever a new character comes? It's like, all right, what role does this person play in the next job or, you know, whatever? Like, Allie, like, we haven't seen her, so I don't know. You remember?
Right, Mm-hmm. But she was in last episode, so episode 9. Just like...
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
It was brief.
Yeah, brief. Because she said that to Baz that she'd take care of Lena if anything happened
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we haven't seen her again, so it's like, well, obviously the season hasn't ended,
exactly.
But... I'm still thinking, like, is she coming back or was that it? Or, you know, even going way back, I don't know if you remember, but they had a scene at the park and this girl asked Pope to like kind of watch her kids or something. Right. I was like, oh, that's going to be his next girlfriend or victim or something. Yeah. So
and not.
Yeah. So with Marco, it's like I didn't know if he's going to stay or go or what. But yeah, he ended up pulling this heist off with them. So
he's in it.
At least he'll be back for his money.
Exactly. And that should be interesting and fun. Speaking of the money and the jewels that they took, I thought it was interesting how Jay took a picture of the stash.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And what even Pope asked him about it. He asked, like, did you take a picture of the stuff? I think that means he said yes.
Right.
And he said yes. I think that means that ultimately they don't fully trust Smurf.
So he took a picture.
To, like, show everything that
was there. To make sure that everything
Yeah. I think. I don't know. I'm not
in. Do you think he took that picture before he put it in the little Ziploc?
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know if he did. I think he probably did that before he got there.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he had his own little stash that now we find out he's hiding. Jay is so smart.
Oh, my gosh. So smart.
I mean, he's literally learning from the best. I feel like he's taking bits and pieces from, like, Baz, from Smurf.
Because Baz used to do that at his dad's.
Yes.
Right?
They all do that. They all kind of skim.
But, like, they don't know that they all do that.
You have to expect it. They're all thieves.
I guess.
Thieves.
I know. Like, no one has a bank account. Exactly. So, I guess. Yeah. They got to stash it somewhere.
And it's like, who are they going to report it to? The cops? Yeah. Like, okay.
Yeah. You're right.
I mean, he did pick a good place to stash it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. That friend is probably like, why does his bladder must be that small? You know, this is going back a few episodes, but remember when Javi came over to the house and held Jay and Nikki, not even hostage, but he like beat them and almost killed them asking for the money. And Jay said that there was money behind the laundry, the washing machine or whatever. So whose stash was that? Was that Smurf's?
I could have sworn that Baz knew about it. Didn't she used to like stash money back there?
You're right. She used to get the money
from there. Because that's how Smurf knew realized. Well, she realized because the washer and dryer were off a little bit, and she was like, "That's
gosh.
Funny." Yeah.
Okay.
I think
it goes back to that. No, you're right.
I think it goes back a ways. Huh. Yeah. I mean, they just stash things kind of everywhere, I feel like.
No.
When I saw Baz heading out to the middle of nowhere, I thought he was going to stash some of Smurf's money.
That's what I thought.
I was like, oh, he's got a duffel bag. Because he brought,
that's what I thought.
And then he pulled out this hazmat suit, and I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
And then come to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's digging up Javi's body.
I don't have to admit, but I will. I even asked you, I was like, what?
Yeah.
He knows where Kat's body is?
Yeah. I was like, no. Jeez, no.
I know.
That's in another unmarked grave someplace out in the desert. But yeah, I mean, I got to give it to Baz. He is trying to be one step ahead of Smurf. So he took the gun from her house and now shoots Javi in the back of the head, leaves the gun there. But my question is he positive that's her gun?
No. He's not positive. I don't
exactly.
I mean, no. Remember the gun that was in the body or underground when Darren and Darren and Craig went in as like water and power guys or whatever they were doing. Mm-hmm. The gun was down there, right?
Yes.
With the body. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But that was. Oh, I think we're getting somewhere. But that was Smurf's gun.
Right.
That's why they dug it out and made all this stuff to kind of save her.
Oh, my goodness. So Baz is doing, like, the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's putting it back, right?
It's not the same gun.
It's not the same gun?
I think it's a different gun. Yeah.
We got nowhere.
I mean, they've got guns galore.
I know. So you're right.
That's why I'm like, is that her gun? Is it not? Is it registered to her? Is it not? Who knows?
Yep.
But he's trying.
First thing I thought, I was like, a gun still works in the fridge?
No.
I'm just thinking, like, it's going to get cold and, like, the bullets are going to, I don't know.
We don't know too much about guns and robbery and all of that.
So I guess it's okay that I don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. He's trying to set up Smurf again, basically. Yeah, that's what Zia said. Baz is trying to set her up. And I mean, that's smart on his half, on his behalf. He needs an insurance plan, basically. Absolutely. Because he stole all of her money.
Yeah. You've gotten this far.
Yeah.
With all the crime and the illegal stuff and the heist and the jobs and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You might as well.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
You got to watch out for yourself.
You have got to.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the big heist of the episode, because Baz was not in that. He was busy doing all this other stuff. And the other boys, and Nikki, and Marco, mm-hmm. are doing the yacht heist, which Craig came through. It actually worked so far that we know.
You saying that out loud with Nikki is like, yeah. What?
What? Exactly.
And it was a success?
Exactly. So Craig, pulls in Nikki. I mean, Pope's not about it. He really doesn't want outsiders.
Marco or Nikki.
Or Nikki, which mm-hmm. I agree. It's a little dicey.
Absolutely.
I get it with that. Totally. And but Nikki comes in. And she actually does her job.
Right.
But while he's taking Nikki to get on her boat, we see his ex-girlfriend, Ren.
Yes.
She's back in the picture. I don't know. I kind of feel like him and Ren are obviously a better match than...
Totally. Him and Nikki. Yeah, for so many reasons.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, they're both cokeheads and all that, right? Which is why I guess they're meant to be together, but... Yeah, it's just so funny because you see them mm-hmm. next to each other, and it's like, she's banging and here's this little girl with like a little zippy
high schooler. Exactly.
That was interesting. Absolutely.
Yeah, there's a contrast. So Nikki actually does her job. She gets the Coast Guard out there. So kudos to her, I guess,
yeah.
for that.
She deserves how much?
I don't know. What do you think her cut was?
How much did they make?
I don't.
700 was Baz.
Yeah, 700.
We still don't
Baz.
Know
don't
how
know
much
because
they got
have
from the
to,
heist. Right?
Yeah, figure that with all the jewelry and
Darren
stuff.
Darren
like
said
that
everyone would get their cut later.
Exactly. So we don't know, but you know, she'll get her job.
What is that even worth? I'm just thinking. Like, you just placed a call. You went in the middle of the ocean, placed a call, threw down the anchor, and that was it.
I mean, at 17, I don't think she really knows.
$100.
She's like, I just want some cash.
I guess. Yeah.
Some cash, some coke, and...
And Craig.
Craig. So, I don't know. We'll see. But Darren, one thing that Darren did say when Pope was bringing up the whole thing about, you know, not wanting Nikki and not wanting Marco was like, he told Pope, you know, Craig needs this, we owe him. And I thought that was kind of interesting that he looked at it as like, the boys owe Craig.
I agree.
For this.
I agree.
Very interesting.
For belittling him the whole time. Yeah. And like just not having faith in him. And yeah, I agree. He deserves it.
You think?
I mean, this isn't the greatest thing ever, right? Nothing that these guys are doing. But I feel like... He deserves kudos because he's a dummy. Every episode that we've seen him in, it's like he's dumb.
Yeah.
He's just the dumb one, you know, for being the cokehead that he is and everything. Like, he actually pulled it off.
He did.
So that's why I'm like, all right, he deserves the credit.
Yeah, he took the initiative and he actually, you know, staked out the place, did all the, you know, the hard work, I guess you could say. I mean, mm-hmm. he's wearing like,
planning
a
it out. Yeah, I know. I know. Yeah. Oh my! And taking the kicks and the punches from his brothers and Marco, like that.
I mean,
yeah, well deserved.
Well deserved.
I guess.
I honestly didn't know how the whole heist would turn out because I felt like there was just so many people on there, and normally we don't see a lot of people when they're doing these.
Yeah, you're right.
That I was like, something's going to go wrong.
Totally.
Somebody's cell phone is going to work, or they're going to take a picture, or...
Right. But that's what I was thinking, too. That was perfect, because mm-hmm. they were in the middle of nowhere. Like, I don't even get service in my room sometimes, you know? So it's like, imagine in the middle of the ocean, like, I would hope and expect that no one has service. Yeah. Like, it's a wedding. Maybe they don't want anyone to be on their phones. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they wanted. No cell service, no nothing. Like, mm-hmm. just focus on me and the wedding and, you know, and that's what they got.
That's what they got. Yeah. Yeah. And then Marco with the cutting off of the finger.
I know. Finale. I mean,
when the lady wouldn't give her ring, I was like, okay, either you have to shoot her or you have to get her the gift.
Right. Like, would you ever think that, no. like, all right, just cut her finger off or shoot it?
But it's like, if they didn't get that ring and let her just kind of mouth off, then it's like their power is taken away. And I think then it gives, like, the other people power to maybe overpower them in some way. I don't know. I just felt like it had to be done. Like, they had to get that ring. Like, once they made that decision, it was like, you have to get that ring from her.
Because she was being a... Yeah, she was loud mouth. Off. I know. She did say she was like, "You're not. You don't mean anything." Yeah, like, whatever.
Exactly.
I think she said "cobarde," which is like, you
"I definitely
pussy.
Heard a p word." Yeah, yeah, I definitely did.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jasmine says Craig isn't all that stupid like I thought he was. Yeah, I know, right? Mm-hmm. Congrats to Craig and more of his planning. Maybe he'll get the respect he always wanted. Yeah, I think that's pretty much what he really.
Yeah,
wants.
Someone else is talking about respect.
Yeah, I think he really wants that respect.
From, I don't know how long it'll last.
I don't know.
But
I don't know. I mean, we'll see. He's definitely maybe. Back to doing a whole bunch of blow. So, yeah. And wanting to take Ren, Ren to Vegas.
That's what Ren makes him do.
Yeah.
That's how she makes him feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. Do you think they're going to get married?
I don't
know. Or is
know.
It just a Vegas trip?
You know, it could be because they could just be like drunk and high and like, let's get married. Who knows? But we don't even know if she says yes to that. I mean...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we don't that's know. Right.
I don't know. If some guy left you for dead, like you OD'd,
hell
he
no.
stole all of your stuff, would you go to Vegas with
no.
him?
No. But then again...
but then again,
I'm just saying.
Hand,
I mean...
Yeah.
One, it's like, give me the money first and I'll think about it, right? Uh-huh. That's the least you could do.
Right.
But two, if you're this coked out drug user, like... Anything goes. Everything sounds great.
That's true.
You know? So, I'm
just
thinking,
like...
we don't
know still if she's still doing coke.
You're right. You're right.
So, she could have
cleaned
up.
She just said two bags of coke isn't anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
that's
you're right.
That's not going to do anything. But old
but
habits
didn't she
are
say,
hard to break.
No, totally. Yeah. I can imagine. Especially mm-hmm. with coke and all those yeah. hardcore ones. But didn't she say in one of the other episodes, like, after she saw him? Because mm-hmm. they've crossed... paths one other time.
I think so.
Where
afterwards,
she was like, no,
yeah.
I'm clean. Like, I almost died.
Yeah.
So maybe she is.
Maybe she is clean. Maybe we'll find out.
But she does look good.
She does.
Right? So.
Ren is banging.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
and
she's
she dyed her
been.
Hair or something. Yeah.
yeah.
So her she hair. Looks healthy.
Yeah.
All right. Go,
good
Ren.
Good for her. Good for her. Let's
hey, Jay,
see.
Go holla. Payback.
Let's see. DWJT says, I agree. If Ren did take him back, that would make her look bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He owes her for leaving her to die. Coke won't do. Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, hey, give me the money and I'll think about it. But that's like the least that
the
you
least.
Can do, you know?
Give me that stack.
Yeah.
And I'll consider it.
Yep.
Possibly. And then, yeah, I think last but not least, let's talk about Darren. Because Darren, I feel, is letting his freak flag fly.
For real.
Like, I like the fact that he's
real.
Just like, whatever.
Yeah. This is who I am.
This
you guys are at my
I
bar.
Am. Yeah. Like, everyone knows now. So yeah. He's not hiding anything.
When Jay walked in on them, he knew, right? Oh, actually, Jay was the
yeah.
first one.
Jay knows.
Yeah.
So.
We saw him on the beach. Mm-hmm. In the stall or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So he knows, you know. Darren's all up on Grindr, you know, finding his
I know.
Latest
Even
hookup.
Nikki barfing in the bar won't stop
won't
him.
Won't stop him.
He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
clean it up.
Let's clean it up. Yeah. I'm glad that, you know, the bar is going good for him and that he has plans that once he can buy the building, he wants out. Do you think he'll ever get out, though?
No.
Yeah. I don't
nope.
think so either.
Nope.
This I don't think
is
so either.
This is what they live for.
Yeah, I don't think any of them will. Because, like, what are you going to do? Get a normal job? Is any of them going to get a normal job? I don't think
what are you
going to
do? Be another Eric?
Yeah.
I think he's banned from that.
Right?
Yeah, all of
it's
them.
It's just, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jasmine says Darren is getting nastier. He sure is. Yeah. He sure is. He's just letting his freak flag fly. Yeah, so I think that kind of wraps up everything for this episode. Got through both of them kind of quick, but let's get into predictions.
Let's
do that music. There we go.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
predictions.
All right. You go first.
So, here's what I think. Mm-hmm. Next episode. I think Baz is going to follow through and, like, move to Mexico or try to move to Mexico. Mm-hmm. But given that I already saw the preview for the next episode, I feel like that's what his mission is. Uh-huh. And Smurf tracks him down.
Oh.
So I feel like he doesn't get what he wants.
Yeah.
And Smurf still wins. That's what I think.
Okay.
What do you think?
I am going to piggyback off of that prediction. I just don't see how he can get away from Smurf. Smurf is really smart. She's mm-hmm. really quick. And I think the idea of him going to Mexico seems, like, really awesome to him. Mm-hmm. But I just don't think it's going to be that easy. And especially Smurf got into his house and placed... What were those?
I don't know. I was like, are these bombs or trackers?
I think they're bugs, so she can hear what's going on. I'm not quite sure. Don't quote me on that. But
Some type of tracker. You're right.
Yeah, she's on to something uh-huh. with him, and I just don't see him getting that far. I mean, look at the other guy, Craig's dad, who tried to get away from her.
Oh, my gosh, right.
And she tasered him. Absolutely. Blew out his knee. Like, she will hunt you down.
Dude,
if
she gets what she
money,
wants.
There's like no F's giving.
Yeah.
Like, she does not care. And you are not her son. So, Baz is not her son. So, I think she will go to the ends of the earth to get hers.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. I don't think he's going to ever go to Mexico and move down to Mexico.
Yeah.
I think he's going to try. But, yeah, I'm with you on that. I think Smurf is, yeah. And as far as, like, Jay goes, I think he's still going to be playing both sides. I love the fact that he plays dumb so well.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, I don't know. And he's able to play, like, all kind of three sides.
Yeah.
That there is now.
He's a great actor,
yeah,
man.
He
plays
is.
All of those very yeah. well. But sometimes I get scared, too, because it's like, we know that he's lying.
Right.
But then I feel like Smurf knows that he's lying or whoever
we
else, you know,
really
so it's like,
about
oh
that.
My gosh,
yeah.
he's going to die.
But then somehow he covered his tracks because the guy had never yeah. seen him before. So that
yeah.
was lucky for him that the guy had never
yep.
ever seen him.
Like, we know that all of these, this show is just great.
Yeah,
it's full of it action, is. Full of surprises all the time. Like,
right.
they never cease to amaze us,
yeah.
you know? But, yeah, this episode is just like, you can feel the energy and the vibe and, like, it's
yeah.
just getting heavier.
Like,
the
it's
more episodes we get, like, the closer we get to the
up.
End.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Like, something's going to happen, I feel like, at the end of the season that's just going to leave us, like, jaws to the
yeah.
floor, and we're going to have to wait.
Three. I know.
until
a
season
year.
Season three. Exactly.
Yeah.
But
it was great. It was fun, man.
Yeah, it was
a
super
fun
awesome.
Episode to watch.
We'll get one from the chat. Jordan Bryan says, I feel like Baz is on his way. Like Javi, Jay's probably going to sell him out to the other brothers and Smurf on taking all the money for his own. Could be.
Ah, that's a good prediction.
That's a good prediction. Could be. But then, does he want his cut? Because at the end of the day, everyone wants that
me?
Coin.
Of course. Yeah,
everyone wants that coin.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Yeah, it gets a little dicey. But I'm super excited to see what happens next week.
Me too.
Yeah. So, all right. Where can the good people find you?
Oh, good people, bad people, everybody. You can find me on Instagram at LayLizzle.
And you guys can find me on all social media at Alina Vision. I want to thank Marco, played by JJ Soria, right?
Soria.
I'm so bad with names. For calling in. And everyone in the chat for, you know, chatting it up with us.
Yeah,
and
thanks for joining.
Yeah, if you're watching, thanks for watching. Give us a thumbs up. Comment below. If you're watching on YouTube, we'd love to see those comments. And yeah, we'll be back next week. Same place, same time. See you guys.
See ya. Good night.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.